Voice. Dr. Wynn Parker, live, February 11th. And we're discussing what has happened in Washington in the past few days, and concerning the tie-in as to how decisions are made in Washington and the way they want to handle it. What I'm going to be telling you about right now is a reason why we have to have a constitutional amendment to the United States Constitution to be able to vote what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols. The whole process of the New York Times' expose was very good. It said that Bush signs order for increasing sway at U.S. agencies. And President Bush has signed a directive that gives the White House much greater control over the rules and policy statements that the government develops to protect public health, safety, environment, civil rights, and privacy. This is that each agency, according to this executive order, must have a regulatory policy office run by a political appointee to supervise the development of rules and documents providing guidance to regulation of industries of water and food. Now, where do you think he got that idea? You see, in other words, I was the only one out here in America that pushed it out, and you don't think we didn't have an effect. This is the reason we have to have a constitutional amendment to change things like this. The White House will thus have a gatekeeper in each agency to analyze the costs and benefits of new rules to make sure agencies carry out the president's priorities. Now, where do you think the political appointee is going to come from? It's going to come from business. Now, this strengthens the hand of the White House in shaping rules that have in the past often been generated by civil servants and scientific experts. It suggests that the administration shall and still has ways to exert its power after the takeover of Congress by the Democrats. The White House said the executive order was not meant to rein in any one agency, but businesses, executives, and consumer advocates said the administration was particularly concerned about the rules and guidance issued by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. In an interview on Monday, which would have been last week, Jeffrey A. Rosen, the general counsel of the White House of the Office Management and Budget, said this is a classic good government measure that will make federal agencies more open and accountable. Business groups welcomed the executive order, saying it had the potential to reduce what they saw as the burden of federal regulations. This burden is of great concern to many groups, including small businesses that have a strong potential and financial backing by Mr. Bush. Consumer, labor, and environmental groups denounced the executive order, saying it gave too much control to the White House and would hinder the agency's effort to protect the public. Typically, agents issue regulations under the authority granted to them by Congress. See? So, in many cases, the statute does not say precisely what the agencies do, giving them complete and considerable latitude in interpreting the law and developing regulations. The directive issued by Mr. Bush says that in deciding whether to issue regulations, federal agencies must identify the specific market failure or problem that justifies government intervention. When I come back on the other end of the break, I'll discuss what is meant by specific market failure. Call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You know, you caught my ear. Let me stop my truck. You caught my ear when you were mentioning water intoxication. I started listening closely. And then afterwards, apparently there's rashes that can develop with certain kinds of water. Is that the case?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a water drinker. I drink a lot of water. For the last 13 years, I had been on a water well here in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And I have developed a rash. I actually went to Vanderbilt University. The dermatologist there looked at it. He just said it was eczema, and then he did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't contact me. He hasn't returned any calls.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a direction that I may go in? How would I know that this is water related?
Well, is the well your own? Do you own the well?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What I would do, John, is the first step is to test the water from your well to find out how many nonmetals that you have in there. If you have any bromides in there, of course, that's producing a bromide chloromethane, which alone is enough to cause various types of carcinogenic secondary products to form in the real world. And by the time you're drinking it, then your body converts it, as I was getting into with collateral health damage with chloramine. The liver changes that to a different amino acid, which is the medium by which any number of bacteria or what are called plasmids or any other kinds of bacteria that is a combination bacteria virus that starts to grow in your body. Now, the whole process, if you had the best of all worlds, what should happen, this is what should happen, is that you should have what's called a blood culture. They don't do these very well anymore because the hospitals don't want to pay for them. The labs don't want to pay for them. But what it amounts to is growing your blood on a blood agar. And this is a indicator of any bacteria that's in your bloodstream, which is not going to be detected as septicemia. That's the first thing you need to eliminate, the fact that if there might be some bacteria in your blood that is causing protein changes to cause the rashes. The other issue is that the rash itself is a symptom. In other words, it's a symptom of a systematic situation of which there are the medical protocols in a lot of hospitals and the rest of it indicate that this is really in your head. Are you there, John?
Yeah, I dropped off, but I'm back.
Yeah. And in other words, what happens there is that you need to have the blood cultured, your blood cultured, the well cultured, to find out which forms of chemicals that are in that well, if any. And then
the reason that I brought it up is I'm in an area, I don't know if you're familiar with it, where actually a year or so ago they had a portion of our county that the groundwater had been contaminated. Now, that was on the other side of the county.
Mm-hmm.
That Darren Brockovich had come down here talking to the people of our county
mm-hmm.
in regards to toluene or toluene or whatever it is.
Toluene.
Being in the groundwater and causing some birth defects.
Yes.
And I need a blood culture then.
Yeah, to work this through. There's another issue too about Tennessee. There's the Wolf Creek Dam, which you obviously have heard of in Kentucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what people are have an awareness of, it should be upgraded quite a bit, is that the water from the Wolf Creek Dam in Kentucky is heading to Tennessee in a different way. In other words, this is what I was mentioning in the last hour, was the watersheds. The government wants to control the watershed in such a way to be able to try to change the chemistry of the water before it heads through these damaged dams. If Wolf Creek Dam were breaking, which it's deteriorating, in Kentucky, what you have is a pure acid poison that's heading into Tennessee, which it probably already has. So you could have an aquifer system in Tennessee, which is already percolated, the various acids that are in there to create the medium for these various forms of bacterial and viral growth in your body. There's one thing I want to make a comment about. Is you've heard of this Margolian's disease?
No, I haven't.
Now that's a disease where there's a rash and it's a formation of People say, well, there's an insect growing under their skin and that type of thing. Well, the whole thing is about it is that what medical people should be doing is eliminating Margolians. In other words, the reason it's called Margolians is because everybody says that, you know, the patients have it in their head, you know. But the whole thing is that anyone that lives next to wetlands or and any kind of contaminated water are starting to get these kinds of rashes and these ultra-microscopic creatures, which can only be seen with high-powered spectroscopy. And these are, the CDC has decided, well, they better do some research on it because there are too many people that have got the problem. But the whole thing is, that there are different carbohydrates being made in those little ultra-microscopic organisms, which are really bacteria and viruses together. I've seen them in the microscope, and they look like something that's from outer space. I have never seen anything like that, and I think that what's happening is what I proposed last year, that a lot of bacteria in these aquifers are mutating. And what's happening is that the body's being asked to take on the immune system to take care of something that they can't take care of. And that causes the rash too, John. See?
Mm-hmm.
See? So the thing is that this is a very big issue that you're bringing up, and the whole thing comes down to the fact that even the bottled water is not where is safe. I mean, in other words, it's still got those inorganic products in there, which have not been taken out properly. And,
now, if these organisms are caught, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, but if they're causing or creating carbohydrates, would the carbohydrates turn to sugar necessarily?
No, that's the normal pathway. Carbohydrates convert to sugar on the normal pathway. These organisms are creating their own metabolism.
But they would affect your body. Like I've never had a problem with my metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
I've been down here and I've put on 40 pounds, and I haven't changed my diet. I'm in good health. I haven't been sick in years. And I know this sounds like something small to someone, unless you're affected with the rash that's driving you out of your head, and you go to Vanderbilt University and they basically push you off, man.
I
can't get help.
Yeah, no, they blow you off. It's because they do not want to admit to the problem, because there's a national conspiracy through law and medicine and the government agencies to hide the fact that only 1% of the water that's flowing through this planet is usable by humans, if at all.
So if you were me, what should I be doing? I mean, what can I do to kind of counteract it?
Well, exactly what I'm is what I'm giving you in terms of this. You see, here's the rock in the hard place, John. What we should be doing is changing at the headwaters the giant technologies and engineering to change the water at the headwater before it ever gets to the rotten pipes. In other words, and also the aquifers that are going into the wells, they need to be long ago should have been changed. 60 years ago, they made the mistake, and now we're paying for it. And taking on and building your immune system by whatever method is going to be comfortable for you is a very good idea. But keep a bigger picture in terms of how this needs to be solved. It's not going to be solved from a filter. It's not going to be solved from trying to change the water in another way, unless there's another way that the body can change it for you. So you have to go to that well, find out what's in there, and get your blood cultured so that you know if you have any bacterial growth in there. And another thing, you need to find out your albumin ratios. In other words, these are proteins in your body. The albumin in your bloodstream, that's drawing it from your vein, and you get an albumin test, you get a pre-albumin test, and you find out if your liver is functioning correctly as a result of the contaminated water, because that is one of the symptoms from the rash. See? So that's what you need to do, John.
All right. I'll continue to listen. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for the call, John.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wayne Parker, this is a live Sunday show. And one little addition I want to have to the last call, John from Tennessee, is that a lot of people don't realize that the aquifer is contaminated in other indirect ways and will also be contaminated in the future. Everyone is talking about biofuels and how to convert green off plants in terms of this. In order to cost a, well, let's put it this way, it takes at least 2 million gallons of water for a 200-acre biofuel farm to convert that biofuel to an ethanol concept. And, of course, any engineer can tell you the MTBE, which is already in the water and is contaminated, cannot be taken out of this the aquifer system of America or North America or even South America, which is highly contaminated, for at least 1,000 years. And it also... Excuse me. The other process is that water itself, it takes approximately 50,000 plus gallons of water to make an automobile. So where do you think the water goes? Where do you think the process of that chemistry goes? It goes into the aquifer. So the United States government has the intention of their version of the world is to have a satellite, which they've launched. It's called GEOS, in terms of to monitor the water worldwide so that they can find out which part of the contamination of the water supply is the greatest. So in other words, we'll have a pretty picture of the world water contamination. I'll talk a little bit more about this later. We have a call in Austin, Texas. Stephanie, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. This is Stephan in Austin. How are you doing?
Oh, Stephan. Oh, yes. Yes, Austin. Austin, Texas.
Yes, I had a couple of...
College town.
I had a couple of questions for you. The first being, are you familiar with the 365 water that Whole Foods carries?
365 water?
That Whole Foods market carries.
Whole Foods. I would like to talk to Whole Foods. If you ever have to roll through there, have them give me a call. I really want to talk to them because I'm very favorable to Whole Foods. Yeah, I know the water you mean. Mm-hmm. What about it?
It says it's from a deep well, a pure deep well in Caddo Parish, Louisiana.
Okay.
And they say the water is tested repeatedly each day to ensure the purity and crisp, clean flavor. It says it's carbon-filtered, distilled, micro-filtered, and ozonated. How would you rate this water compared to, say, other bottled waters?
Well, the first of all, they're ahead of the process of the state-of-the-art by at least doing the ozonization process and the UV, okay? And that's a plus. If I were drinking that water, I would feel okay. You know, I feel okay with it. I went through a lot of the bottled waters on one of my shows a couple weeks ago.
I heard that.
Yeah, and I rated them. There are 700 different waters on the market, and
but nothing you've heard of Caddo Parish, that area there about groundwater contamination, such as you were talking about with the previous caller.
Yeah, well, you see, the problem, Seven, is that it comes from the Louisiana area you're talking about,
right?
And I don't want to give any kind of impression, but I will. It's not me. I'm just calling it the way it is. The Louisiana Delta system is, as of the moment, is really the bottom of the funnel for the waters that come through Middle America. And every contaminant known to humanity, is in that area. So this is why I'm a little surprised as to the origin of the 365 water. But no, it's known that's the funnel, and that's in that area. So if they're doing everything that they need to try to kill as much bacteria as they can, that's one up on it. You know, that's one up. And I'll tell you what the saving grace is. It's not the water that you're telling me about. What the saving grace is Whole Foods. You see, everything, as you know, if you're in business, you know, it's management that counts and customer service that counts. And the psychology of the people at Whole Foods is a little bit higher bar than some of these other food outlets. So I'd have to trust their judgment for the moment, you know.
My second question is, I heard you once mention Willard water. Or how do you recommend that, and what would be the conversion rate if I wanted to add some of that to this?
Yeah, well, Willard water's been around a long time, and it's really a mineral water source. And when it first came out years and years ago, It was for the idea of setting up a mineralization process in the body to help the calcium metabolism. So if you have a few drops of Willard water in a gallon of water, I think that you would have the effects of Willard water that that would make sense for the calcium metabolism, but not for the other mineral systems, unfortunately. But that's where I'm very high on Willard water for women. So I have a break coming up, so we'll talk on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, this is my live show, Sunday, February 11th, year 2007. We have Marianne from Arkansas on the air. Marianne, are you there?
Dr. Wynn, it's so good to hear you back.
Oh, thank you, Marianne.
Yes. A couple of comments, and I'll listen off air, but first, your caller, John, that's got the rash. I wonder if he would not benefit greatly by calling and talking with your friend, Dr. Bill Deagle, who has the program each Monday through Friday on RBN, NutraMedical. Dr. Deagle's website's NutraMedical.com. And, of course, he's got that super silver there, and I think that's been known to kill all pathogens, viruses, bacteria, whatever. But anyway, he might benefit from that. You mentioned also the spraying of sewage water on forest fires. That is just unbelievable to me that that would be done.
Yep, that's reality. And I tried to explain the real world chemistry change that has what I call the political implication to try to save out the water supply in another way, which sounds good on the surface, but you realize the ravage that would be done in terms of forest regeneration within the ecosystem, because trees on this planet use their roots to harbor and change to place the organic minerals in the water.
Right.
And
I just can't, man, I can't even wrap my brain around what all, I mean, I think about the ramifications, the trees, the roots, the groundwater.
You see, that's why
the
I
animals.
Call.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why I call the initiative that I want to have nationally called Toilet to Tap to Table.
Mm-hmm.
Initiative.
Right.
And because the cycle system for all this goes into our food.
Right.
And then we add recycle water into the irrigation system, which promotes various genotoxic changes in the plants themselves.
Right.
And then we have the United States government telling us that 6 feral pigs ran through a spinach crop in Salinas.
Yeah.
And this caused 22 states to have E. coli packing spinach or
yeah.
other kinds of lettuce products because 6 feral pigs
yeah.
ran through the spinach patch.
Yeah.
Now, the whole thing is that they're still trying to dig it into the farmer who has cattle next to the growing of lettuce in Salinas. And, of course, this is the environmental fact. In fact, I have challenged right to government. Anything one of those people want to face me on Parker Pathways, and they want to talk to me, I'll listen to them, but they better be ready. Because I'm not going to be politically correct with these people. They have been raking us over for 42 years that I know about.
Right, right.
And they've been racking us to the point to have us all believe that just because we see a film of the glaciers melting, that we have a global warming system of which we have a basic conceptual control. At the same time, all people have to do is to stop eating meat, develop no way to drink milk, be able to change our whole basic system because we're causing global warming. The whole process is that you can't grow food unless you have global warming.
Right.
The point of the whole process, every 150,000 years, this whole earth just keeps going into a different change, and we happen
yeah.
to be at that point, and that's reality. That's
right.
that's the data which people don't want you to have. And I know the meteorologist attacked me from the Weather Channel. The lady went berserk when I absolutely wanted the thing and exposed the fact that she wanted to take away the license of meteorologists if they didn't recognize that global warming was caused by humans.
Mm-hmm.
And my counter to her is that I think, well, then what do we eat, lady?
Yeah,
What the hell do we eat?
Right. With the world, what I see happening, I mean, it's just a world gone mad, is all I can say, just absolutely crazy. One comment, too. You mentioned the executive order that has been signed by the president.
Yes.
So that's a done deal. And, of course, there's never any question to the American people before that sort of thing is done. And then we wouldn't know about it except for good people like you that can tell us what's going on. But that, to me, portends some very dangerous things. It's just mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling.
The process from this is that EPA, as an example, Marianne, this is how serious this whole thing is specific. that this is, it keeps the guidelines for the government issues regarding the sentence structure is health, safety, privacy, and other issues. What are the privacies? The privacies are on the medical records, which denote the kinds of problems that are the result of the contaminated water and food.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is that Wesley P. Warren, who's quoted in the New York Times, who was a program director of the National Resources Defense Council, he worked at the White House for 7 years under President Clinton, and he said, okay, the executive order that Bush has signed is a backdoor attempt to prevent the EPA from being able to enforce environmental safeguards that keep cancer-causing chemicals and other pollutants out of the air and water. They have specifically challenged the concept that I have is this is why we have to have a constitutional amendment, Marianne. There is no way. There is no way you can live from 1791, when Amendment 10 to the Constitution of the United States, which makes it the Bill of Rights, says that you can have, if the states don't cover it, it goes to the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what the Amendment 10 means, and this is why I am just absolutely vigorous that this national issue has to be taken on just for this reason.
Right.
You know, Marianne, they have a photograph of President Bush in the White House with all of these fellows around the table who make the decisions on what goes in our water, our health, and our conceptual idea of how they will control it with this executive order.
Mm.
Three of them, I've either touched base working with these guys one way or another years ago. And they're still there.
Yeah.
They're still there. And the key thing is Susan E. Dudley is being promoted by President Bush. I'm not against President Bush. I'm just saying that he's appointing Susan E. Dudley to be the administrator of the Office of Information and Regulations at OMB. And she is the one who is going to implement the president's executive order. Now, if you know anything about Susan E. Dudley, she was the one who promoted the concept with Dr. Lytle at EPA 25 years ago to put chloramine in the water. Somebody asked her about the neural tube defects, which I came up with and exposed that in the year 2004 about the neural tube defects as a result of chloramine. She said, well, they're going to get an abortion anyway.
Oh, this is crazy.
I remember 10 years ago that comment.
Yeah.
This is the same Susan E. Dudley.
Yeah.
So what we have here is that we have to go to the mat. We have to go to the mat and have a constitutional amendment, and we also have to have a grand jury of science and technology.
Yeah.
I'm reading it right as I wrote it.
Yeah.
Grand jury of science and technology for reexamination of bureaucratic food and water and civil engineering decisions. Initiative constitutional amendment.
We've got to have it. I'm hopeful that you will be able to speak even this summer at the summit that's going to be held in Kansas. It's been called by a group. It's the HeartlandUSAParty.com. And that stands for United for a Sovereign America, but they are committed, it seems, to doing some real investigation on what's gone on, how we can repeal some of what's gone on. And there's got to be included a panel of doctors and scientists like yourself that can know the facts about, you know, the dangers we face and then offer some hope of how we can insulate ourselves from those dangers.
Marianne, you're absolutely right. We can make a difference.
Yes,
we can make a difference. The United States government last week did their promotion campaign, the idea saying, well, all you have to do is to go and clean up your cups and your cigarette butts from the shorelines.
Yeah. One of the other people that you were on Dr. Deagle's program, and I've heard him talk more about, of course, he interviews and people from around the world, and they have different companies, different products. But when something has received his seal of approval, it's gone through a rigorous testing. And
mm-hmm.
I've heard more from him about, you know, the types of things we can take and eat that will build our immune systems and insulate us and even, detox. I know for any kind of a medical situation, you know, he's one of the, his website, his information is one I would want to access.
I agree with anybody working to connect in any form on this level. I have the tendency to analyze a lot of things that affect us on the front line, and
right.
In terms of the clinical laboratory end and the figure where you have to go in, it's you and that doctor when you're in that hospital. And the whole thing is that if you have hospitals that won't pay attention to the patient in terms of how they respond to you, then we have something terribly wrong in our healthcare and health law system, which, by the way, the government wants to have socialized medicine by the year 2012.
Oh,
so the whole thing comes down to the fact that what they want to do is categorize these different disorders and put them into a way that if you're in the category, then you're coded differently.
Yeah.
And so then if you're coded differently, then you have a different insurance backup. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the thing is, and this is where my issue with the physicians, since I'm in the field, my issue with the physicians is that the fact is that we can talk about all these other ways of trying to have alternate medicine to be able to help. What I'm proposing is even a higher bar.
Right.
In other words, I'm saying what we should do is make alternate what is called, I'll give you the exact phrase, it's called interdisciplinary medicine. That's what I'm into. Is there anything that should be our medicine? See, in order to do that, you have to have the AMA change the Hippocratic Oath, as they did, and they did in 1970. They changed the Hippocratic Oath, and they changed it again in the 80s, which said essentially that you could set a patient aside in the hallway and let him die. It was one sentence change. It was happened in San Francisco, and the AMA met. What we need to do is to have another look at this and say, okay, then what we need to do is to adapt interdisciplinary medicine in a way as part of our medical protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the other pathway that I'm promoting. In other words, this is what I'm doing on Parker Pathway.
Right.
Is exactly that. I'm trying to take interdisciplinary medicine and put it into a higher level.
Right.
And Mary, I'm really glad to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Well, I just want to say, and I know I'm keeping you from your other topics to discuss, but I just want to say that your work is absolutely invaluable. It's essential, and you are a real giant amongst the freedom lovers who can make a difference, and you've got 100% support in everything that you do. The blessings of the Lord be on you, Dr. Nguyen, because you're just a gem. You are a true treasure, and I appreciate you, and I know that there's many that do, so I thank you.
I look forward
to hearing from you, and I'll listen to the rest of the program, and God bless you.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Dr. Nguyen.
We have another caller. Hey, I hope that Maggie from Texas is still on the line.
Dr. Parker, I tuned in just as you were discussing Morgellons disease, and I believe that you attributed it or connected it with a combination of bacteria and viruses growing within the body, conveyed probably by contaminated water. Now,
yes.
Okay. So far, so good. Now, a few weeks ago, Dr. Deagle had a couple of experts on his program, and these people, they're from California. I believe they work together, and they had talked about having actually analyzed those fibers that grow from the skin with complex microscopic techniques, and they had found that the fibers were of an extremely unusual character, if I understood it correctly, not even organic, that they were silicon-based rather than carbon-based, something very, very unusual, different from the kind of fibers you would expect to be produced by a bacterium or something like that. And I would like to know what you make of all of this and how it connects to what you believe.
Yeah, well, the research that I am intimate with is the fact that National Institute of Health doesn't want the public to know, but there are 9 different carbohydrate systems in that organism. And none of us have seen this these carbohydrate plates before. And the silicon-based concept is the fact that I remember in September when I was starting to talk about this, I've tried 4 times to talk about this disease, and because the CDC does not consider it a disease, they consider it a psychotic episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And but the silicon-based, where I'm coming from on that, that's real. And Maggie, what's happening too is that we are changing out the inorganic systems of the elemental processes of our body from the contaminated water.
Mm-hmm.
That's causing the organism, quote, because we don't know if it's an organism what it is, really. We don't know. It's a combination between a bacterium and a virus. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is that is creating silicone proteins. In other words, it's attaching out a special protein system to silicon, of which none of us know how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take breast implants and people have rejection of the tissue in breast implants, that's a straight silicon, but not a silicon protein.
Mm-hmm.
See, so essentially, I'd like to talk a lot about this disease, and I will on other shows. But no, that's very real.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your program very much.
Thank you, Maggie.
Okay,
you call again.
I will. Bye-bye.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
This is Parker Pathways, actor Wynn Parker, and I want to make a point about the president's directive on being able to have business interests in the room when the EPA makes decisions about pollutants in the air and water, and it's being based on a formula of showing market failure. In other words, the idea of testing the market first in to be able to control the pharmaceutical industry's market analysis as to how the federal guidelines will be affected by the water and the food and the pharmaceuticals. And it's really a form of what's called a coercive effect. And Henry Waxman of the who's a Democrat in California, the chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, said the executive order allows the political staff of the White House to dictate decisions on health and safety issues, even if the government's own impartial experts disagree. This is a terrible way to govern, but great news for the special interest. And the whole process of part of the special interest that are backing the concept of backing the President of the United States having signed this just a week or so ago is the food industry. And in other words, the food industry is having their conceptual idea that if they can change the metabolic syndrome definition on the amount of food that's eaten at fast foods, then therefore the supersize me theory, the more food you eat and the more imbalances that you're going to get with your body, can no longer be challenged. I'm going to do a whole show on this particular subject, and this metabolism concept of cholesterol imbalance and fatty biomolecules that are circulating in the bloodstream of us are really a form of the control of the diabetes and also the obesity in the country. But also, you do not make these products without the water, and you cannot control the water based upon the concept of these new guidelines that will be called from stage twos. These are called stage two decisions in these government agencies, and have this executive order have a political person who's politically picked and have a business interest in the room to determine market failure. So, in other words, market failure is going to be the driver of the scientific decisions, is if we have a scientific outcome, for instance, in such a decision like the vaccination for cervical cancer for up to 9-year-old females. So these are forms of, by the way, Gardasil is it came out as the vaccine for girls to get for cervical cancer, but notice it's covered by insurance, but it's costlier than the other vaccine. How did the insurance company sneak that in terms of, well, because it was specifically mentioned in the executive order. So these are the kinds of things that are happening while we're listening to Nicole M. Smith, the poor lady who died, and we're not catching the other end of the ball game. I look forward to you at another Parker Pathways. We have a constitutional amendment, grand jury.